The letter that Jude wrote. This letter is from me, Jude. I work for Jesus Christ, and I am a brother of James. I'm writing this letter to you people that God loves. He is your Father. God picked you to be his people. He keeps you and looks after you for Jesus. God is very good to you, and I pray that he will keep being good to you more and more. I pray that he will keep feeling sorry for you and help you be really happy and quiet inside yourselves. The next section is from verse 3 to 4, and the heading is Lying Teachers Try to Trick People. You are my very good friends. I really want to tell you about the way God has saved us all, but instead I reckon I have to write about something else. You see, we are God's own people, and he gave us a true message that he will not change. You have to really try hard to keep God's true message safe. You can't let anyone stop you doing what that message says. I talk like this because there are some bad people that secretly came into your group. This mob doesn't want to do the things that God wants. Instead, they do all the bad things that they want to do. They reckon it is all right to do these bad things. They say, God is good to us, so he lets us do these bad things. Whenever they say this, they are really trying to change God's true message, and they are turning away from Jesus, our only true boss. A long time ago, God's people wrote about them in his book. They wrote, God will punish these bad people. The next section is from verse 5 to 11, and the heading is, Old stories from the Bible show us that God punishes bad people. I want you to remember what I told you before. Do you remember that God brought the people of Israel out from the country called Egypt? God saved those people then. But later some of the people didn't believe in him, and he killed them. And do you remember the stories about the spirit messengers called angels? Some of them didn't want to do what God told them. They took power that God didn't give them. They left their proper place in heaven. So God tied them up forever and put them in a dark place. God will keep them there until the great day. Then God will judge everyone on that day, and he will decide what to do with them. Also, don't forget the story about the towns called Sodom and Gomorrah and the other towns around there. The people that lived there were doing bad things, like those bad angels. They always wanted to play around and sleep with people in ways that were wrong. They slept with women that were not their wives, and they did what married people do together. They even chased after men to do it with them too. God is punishing those people now. He put them into the fire that doesn't stop burning. This shows us how much he will punish people that do bad things like that. Those lying teachers are doing the same bad things. They follow their dreams and do bad things with their bodies. They rubbish God and don't respect his power. And they say bad things about God's beautiful angels. One of those angels is called Michael. He is very powerful. But he didn't say bad things like that about the devil. A long time ago, Michael argued with the devil about which one of them can get the body of Moses. But Michael didn't think that he was so important that he could say bad words to the devil. Instead, he said to the devil, God will tell you that you are wrong. But this liar mob say bad words about anything they don't understand. They are like animals that can't think properly. They just think about what makes their bodies feel good. And so they do bad things, and those things will wreck them. Very bad things will happen to this mob of lying teachers. Do you know the stories about Cain, Balaam, and Korah? Cain killed his brother, Abel. Balaam really wanted money and did bad things to get it. And Korah turned against God. God punished those men, Cain, Balaam, and Korah. Now this liar mob are doing the same wrong things, and God will punish them too. The next section is from verse 12 to 16, and the heading is, The Lying Teachers Can Wreck You. You Christians love God and you love each other, so you sometimes have a meal together. Those lying teachers come to these meals, but they only come to eat and drink. They don't respect God and they don't care about people. They only think about themselves. They are really dangerous. You know about rocks in the sea, eh? Boats have to keep away from them. This mob are like those rocks to you. Keep away from them, or they will wreck you. They are like clouds that don't have any rain. They are useless, and the wind just moves those clouds along. Those lying teachers are like trees that don't have fruit, even when it is the right time for fruit. People pull those trees out of the ground. Those trees are properly dead. Those lying teachers are like a storm in the sea. The water washes around and a lot of rubbish comes up to the top of the sea. The rubbish is like a picture of all the bad, dirty things that mob does. Those lying teachers are like stars that moved away from their proper place in the sky. So God made a dark, black place for those lying teachers. They will stay there forever. Have you heard of Enoch? He lived a long time ago and was part of a family that came from the first man, Adam. He said, God will come with thousands and thousands of his own good angels. He will be the judge and decide what to do with these people. God will punish all the bad people that don't respect him. They did bad things against God, so God will punish them. They said rubbish things about God, so God will punish them. That mob are always saying that they aren't happy with things. They are always saying that other people have done things wrong, but they do all the bad things they want to do. They say very good things about themselves and tell everybody they are important, but they only say good things about other people when they want to get something from them. The next section is from verse 17 to 22, and the heading is Things That Christians Have to Do. But my friends, you have to remember what Jesus Christ's special messengers said. They talked about what will happen later. They said, in the last time, some people will laugh at God and they will laugh at Christians. They will only think about the bad things they want for themselves, and they will do whatever bad things they want to do. That lion mob don't have God's spirit inside of them. They trick you and get you to argue with each other. They break you up into different groups. They let all the things that belong to this world control their lives, and they do whatever they want to do. But, my friends, I know you believe the message that comes from God himself, and you have to do everything that you can do to believe it more and more strongly. You have to help each other to believe this message, and you have to let God's Spirit show you how to pray. Always remember that God loves you. You have to love him too, and you have to love other people. You have to love like this while we wait for our leader, Jesus Christ. He is very sorry for you and good to you, so he will let you live with him forever. Some people aren't sure whether God's message is true. You have to be good to those people. You have to try to help them. The next section is from verse 23 to 25, and the heading is God is Great and Powerful. Some people are turning away from God and doing bad things. If they turn away and don't come back to God, he will punish them in the fire. So you have to try to stop these people. Then you will save them, like you will pull them out of that fire. Some of them do a lot of bad things and they are in trouble. You have to try and help these people, but don't be like them. Don't get yourself into trouble. It is like they are wearing very dirty clothes, so you have to be careful and don't touch those dirty clothes. Don't get yourself dirty. All right, I'll finish my letter now. God can keep you safe so that you don't go the wrong way. He can make you good and clean inside yourself and so that there aren't any bad parts in you. And then he can bring you close to himself. You'll come near to the beautiful light that shines from him. You'll stand in front of God who is so very great and good, and you'll be very, very happy. He is the only God. He gets our leader, Jesus Christ, to save us. So everyone has to always thank him and remember how great he is. He has all power. Everything has to do whatever he says. He always had this power. He had it right from the start of time. And he will have all this power forever. This is true. Yours truly, Jude.